Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The late night anger management class as we welcome in our countless AM radio affiliates in the late night hours. What's up? We're doing it. The countdown is on. We got a full house this evening. Teddy, a.k.a. Teddy Cover, is going to step up and join us tonight. Russ Baxter's kicking with us. So we're going to get into some great football talk with Russ. Another football encyclopedia. In fact, great guest. Mike Dettillier last night kicked some serious ass. I know he was a very popular interview last night. And Drew Martin, speaking of popular. Yeah, Drew's like, Drew's like Dave Grohl and like the Foo Fighters, Drew Martin. Like, everybody likes Drew. Like, you know, everyone loves Raymond. There could be a sitcom. Everyone loves Drew. Who doesn't like Drew Martin? So, yeah, Drew Martin's going to throw it down with us. And we're going to find out. I'll ask Drew. Drew's an Auburn guy, and I know, like, the SEC, I don't know, it seems like the SECers all sort of stick together, but I doubt that, like, Auburn and Alabama stick together. And as much as it pains me, being a Michigan guy, is the fact that, you know, I'm probably going to be betting on Ohio State. And if I'm going to be betting on Ohio State, it means, if I'm going to be betting on these guys, it means then I'm probably going to have to pull for them, right? So, a little bit of a problem here. But, you know, you're only as good as your rival. It's an interesting conversation to have. It's an interesting debate to have. You're only as good as your rival. Part of you wants to see your rival lose, but I'd rather see my rival lose, like, early, as opposed, like, if your rival gets their ass handed to them in a title game, and you're not even as good as your rival, then what does it say about you? Like I said, you are the company that you keep. You are who your friends are. You're also, you are who your contemporaries are, right? You are who your rivals are, so to speak. So I think it's an interesting debate. We'll get your thoughts on that. We're going to get the crew's thoughts on these games. I love getting different perspectives on these games, but nobody's changing my mind. I know what I'm doing with the Buffalo Bills. I'm laying the points because nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. 6,700 members of Bills Mafia will be in attendance. First game all year Bills will have fans at in Buffalo. And I'm glad it's not 67,000 because I actually do think that would throw them off. We don't need fans being a distraction. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The Thursday night throwdown. It's a triple threat Thursday night throwdown this evening as we're kicking it. We've got Teddy Covers stepping up and in. We got Russell Baxter kicking it with us. We got Drew Martin Betts throwing it down as well. We welcome the SiriusXM satellite radio audience, channel 204. We're back, and a man that joined us for years on Sirius satellite radio on another gaming platform and another website. And I said earlier, Teddy, man, you know, it's great to be back on Sirius. We've been on SiriusXM a lot over the years, but you can't, you know, don't ask me what channels, don't ask me what numbers, all right? I think maybe like 98, maybe 186, yeah. 98, two, whatever, I don't know. A lot of them, but sort of like you, it's like, I don't know, how many websites have you been with? How many different, like, companies have you been with over the years? Do you actually have a count?
Morenzi. So, yeah, we used to be on 98 back in the day.
It was 98, huh? Yeah.
That's the one that's the one that I remember, at least. Because it was next to Howard. So that we'd click off of Howard and then come on to us.
Yeah, exactly.
From a company standpoint, I really haven't been. I've basically been with, you know, a couple of companies the whole way that I've been in Vegas. It's not like I've bounced around from media outlets. I've been on a million media outlets. I couldn't even list. You know, I was trying to come up with a list of, and there were so many I couldn't come up with it. But from in terms of who I've been representing here in Vegas, there really hasn't been all that much. I haven't bounced around. I'm not one of these cappers that's been at 50 different sites over the years. I kind of Wager Talk / Sports Memo. Most of the
way. I'm not insinuating that. Exactly. I'm not saying you're Johnny Come Lately and you know, you're a drifter or anything like that. I wasn't insinuating that. So, you know, Wager Talk, Sports Memo. And I swear, man, it's like every day we have like a Wager Talk guy, and it's not even by design, but it seems like, you know, it's quite the arsenal of cappers that you guys have at Sports Memo and Wager Talk. You know, Steve Merrill's a regular, Tony Finn, McInnes has become a regular with us. So, you know, congratulations on all the success. So let's get down to business and enough going down memory lane. Although I will say this, and I brought it up earlier when we were on, just, you know, great memories actually on HSR Channel 98. And I'll never forget, you know, that great sports gaming convention get together that we had when everybody, we all met up in Vegas, Dave Malinsky, Mark Lawrence, Teddy Cover, Steve Merrill, Cam Stewart, and myself. And we had some epic shows and an epic, epic weekend that weekend. Many years ago, Teddy.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is that I know that it happened. I know I was there. In terms of my memory, just a little bit fuzzy on that one.
Yeah, I remember pretty much everything except up to about halftime of that Beaver UNLV game. Anything after that, anything tells you is a lie. Anything after that is a lie, all right, Teddy? Anything is a lie. So let's get down to business here. I am a Buffalo Bill fan, and last year the Bills were in the playoffs, and I really wasn't. I was happy they were in the playoffs, but I wasn't, you know, oh, you know what, they're going far. When they lost, I was upset because I lost my bet, but at the time, I actually said, you know, it's part of the learning process for them. They need to learn to lose in the playoffs. It's part of it in the National Football League. So now they have home field right now, and everybody's basically got them going to the Super Bowl. Nobody even talks about the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. Oh, Buffalo, 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 Buffalo. What's your take on this? Is this a big Buffalo trap this week, this game?
Yeah, it might be. and it's certainly, we'll call it a sharp square divide game, okay? All the Joes are on Buffalo and all the pros are on Indy. And I think of all the games this weekend, it might be the clearest sharp square divide game of the bunch where, you know, at least here in Vegas, it's very clear. You know, there's only one side where we're seeing the sharp money come in, and that's on the Indy side. And when you handicap the game, you look at this Buffalo team, and yeah, you know, I've got them ranked number three in my power ratings. I have them behind the Chiefs and the Saints. But when you talk about betting bandwagons, KC has no betting bandwagon. They've been a bad point spread team. They haven't covered numbers at all over the back half of the season. They haven't been winning by margin. Buffalo has been a point spread monster down the stretch. Yeah. So there's an enormous betting bandwagon with the Bills. But I honestly, if I was going to play this game, I would absolutely be on the square side. All right? You know, say, oh, well, the sharp square divide game, you have to play with the pros. No, you don't. Pros lose too. They lose every week. Yeah. They lose every, you know, it's not, it's little edges over time when you talk about the professional approach to sports betting, which means they're very happy making 52, 53, 54, 55% wagers. Okay. That doesn't mean that all those are going to win. You know, when you win 11 out of 20, you make profit over the long term. You don't win every game or close. So in a situation like this where I look at Buffalo and I say maybe they still are an undervalued commodity because they're not getting the market respect. And their season-long defensive numbers lie. You know this, Gabe. The defense in September was mediocre. In October, it was mediocre. That was a good defense down the stretch. McDermott's a defensive guy, and they figured it out over the back half of the campaign. But the season-long stats say Indy's got the better D. And in the postseason, when you have a team with the better defense that's catching a touchdown, they tend to get a fair bit of wise guy support. I'm not convinced Indy has a better D today. Are you? I'm not.
No, I think they were earlier in the year against some subpar opponents, yeah. And not to take anything away from the talent that they have in Leonard and company, etc. But, I mean, this is the same D. I don't know, the big vaunted D that let Pittsburgh come back from a 24-7 deficit, Teddy, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, exactly. I mean, we've seen teams make plays on them. So Buffalo, don't you get the feeling, though, Teddy, that Buffalo takes that next step right now? That they've been down this road before, and that, you know, I'm not saying it's the Jim Kelly stuff, but I almost get that feeling. Remember in the old days when they just tattooed the Raiders, tattooed the Dolphins on the way to the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they get to the Super Bowl, but I get the feeling they're in line for like a, you know, a 34, 38, 24 type win. I like the over, Teddy. Talk to me about this. The number's coming down, and I've heard everyone, oh, it's going to be cold. I get it, 28 degrees, but that's not football cold. That's real people cold. That's not football cold. Maybe for Phillip Rivers, but why are people betting it down? Is it because they think of the weather, Teddy? Because weather's not going to be that much of a factor. It's not like windy or anything. I think the game goes over. What's your take?
So there's a couple of reasons why we're seeing under money here. And the biggest one, and again, this is when you talk about midweek total money on the under, okay, this is not
uninformed money.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This isn't recreational betters that are coming in on the
I hate the term sharp money and all that all the time, Teddy, but you're exactly right. When it's a total on like Sunday night earlier in the week, that's not Johnny at Buffalo Wild Wings that just put his $50 bet in.
Sure. But the key is, what are they thinking? What's the thought process? Because knowing what the line move is,
the Jonathan Taylor runs the ball all day.
Understanding why the line
that Jonathan Taylor runs
and the money's coming out of the under for this game. Because there's a couple things. All right. Number one is, I don't know that for sure you trust Phillip Rivers in cold weather. And Indy certainly has been an under team down the stretch. Running the football and relying on their defense. So when you have postseason totals in the 50s, I'm not surprised that we're seeing some under money for a cold weather game. So the Rivers factor. The other issue, as they talked about, the Bills defense got
better. Hold on, Teddy. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Overensi, throwing it down with the one and only Teddy Covers, sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV, in the house. All right, we got to get to all the games, so we'll move on from the Buffalo-Indianapolis game. But we're just talking about that total, Teddy. And, you know, the big thing is, Jonathan Taylor's going to be able to run the ball. I just don't see the Buffalo Bills offense collapsing in this game. Maybe a collapse happens down the road. Maybe it happens next week. Maybe it happens in 2 weeks at Kansas City, but I don't think it happens this Saturday against Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, so the Bills' offense, they're not a great running team, okay? And if they come up against someone in the postseason that can effectively keep Josh Allen in the pocket and effectively defend their receivers, I think the Bills will have an off game offensively. I'm not convinced Indy's necessarily that team. But the key is you're for Buffalo, both for side and for total in this game, field goals versus touchdowns. You know, when the Bills score TDs, man, they're not going to be stopped and their games fly over the total. But when they're settling for three, when they can't execute in the red zone, that does not bode well for their chances covering in this point spread range.
The Los Angeles Rams number's down to 3 right now. This is the game that people are most scared of when I ask them, Teddy, all week about, well, I don't know, this one's really tough. And it was 4.5 down to 3 right now. And, you know, I brought it up off the intro, at the intro of the show. Rams are getting healthier. Cooper Kupp, Whitworth, Brockers, Jared Goff back practicing right now. I know they're playing coy as far as Goff is concerned, but Goff is going to play. How effective is he going to be? That's another story. Points spread down to 3 right now. What do you make of this at a really low total at 42.5?
So when it comes to postseason football, there are some lessons that over the years have had to get drilled into my brain the hard way. One of those lessons is very clear. All right. You don't back a team in the playoffs whose quarterback isn't right. All right. You don't back a team in the playoffs who doesn't have their starting quarterback. Goff's back at practice. I don't know if he's going to go. Maybe he goes. The guy just had thumb surgery. That's hard to say. Say that 10 times fast. Thumb surgery. Thumb surgery.
He's got pins in his thumb.
Yeah. And it's not like we trust Goff against good defenses anyway. It's not like it's a Rams team. Look, the Rams have a Super Bowl caliber defense. They have a defense that's capable of winning games and covering point spreads by themselves. That's what they did last week. But in the playoffs, you want a quarterback who can make plays. And of all the units on the field, the undervalued commodity in that game is Seattle's defense. All right, the Seahawks defense, which was atrocious over the first 2 months of the campaign, was a top 5 defense down the stretch. But again, the season-long stats don't show that. What do the betting markets react to at this stage of the campaign? They react to season-long stats, and the season-long stats of the Seattle Seahawks are lying. So I would look at Seattle here well before I look for L.A. And I do believe in the Rams defense. I do believe in the Seahawks defense. If I had to play the total in that game, I'd probably be looking at the under. But that just feels like a bad beat waiting to happen. You know, someone's going to score a touchdown late in that game and kill the over. I can smell it already.
This game, man, I don't know, Teddy. It's one of these games where it wouldn't shock me if it, like, surprised everybody and it's 21-21 at the half. Or it wouldn't shock me if it was, like, one of those Rams-Seahawks. And it's 9-6, guys, with 3 minutes left. You know what I mean? It's just like, honestly, it's one of those deals. And I thought you were going to say, too, if there's one thing you learn, you know, is betting against Russell Wilson at home in the playoffs as well, right? Especially early in the playoffs. 6-1 last 7 opening round games. Seattle Seahawks have won 10 straight home playoff games, 7-3 against the number. And man, this number's down to, all the way down to 3, Teddy. I don't know what's going on here. Why are they begging you? Why are they begging us to take Seattle so badly here? Because, you know,
this is how it works, right? Like,
read between the lines.
No.
Reading between the lines.
I don't.
No, you don't buy. No, you know that theory.
Well, there are situations where I do.
They're baiting us.
This isn't one of them. All right. There are trap games, but this is a game that opened 4.5, and the wise guys like the dog. And what they're bet? The reason they're betting the Rams is because Goff's back at practice, and LA's defensive stats are better than Seattle's defensive stats. That's why the money's coming on L.A. It has nothing to do with baiting. Yeah, he does, but he's their starting quarterback. You're going to rank Goff high. The betting markets react to injury info knee-jerk.
Yeah.
All right? It doesn't matter if Goff sucks. Goff's the starting quarterback. The starting quarterback's in. Boom, the money comes for that team. It's just the way the NBA betting markets are. I'm thinking NBA right now, even though we're talking NFL. But it's the same story in the NBA. That's why I said that's how the NBA betting markets work. You can look at, you know, the games from this past night where, oh, the Nets are sitting everyone, and the money pours in on Philly, and what happens? You know, the Nets win the cover. I mean, it's like clockwork. That's the way the markets move. They react to information, and they bet, whether it's correct or incorrect. That's just the way that they do it. So this isn't one of those trap games where the lines makers set the line really low. This is one of those games where the markets themselves have moved from the opener with what I consider to be something of a knee-jerk reaction betting on L.A.
Teddy Covers kicking it with us. I am Gabe Morenci, Sports Rage on Late Night. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, including SiriusXM, Channel 204. So, Teddy, John Sheeran, is the sportsbook director of FanDuel. And I get it. And you know the Las Vegas model, you know, the corporate model of the casinos is basically, we don't care who wins, right? We're trying to get action on both sides. But the modern books, like the DFS guys, the DraftKings, FanDuel, you know, and he said this specifically at, on our network, and he said, you know, somebody asked him, he said, oh, the number moved 2 points, a lot of money? And he said, no, I don't know about money. He said, no, well, we got reports about the injuries. And he said, we don't really move numbers because of money. And he said, I know like the old model is to try to get action on both sides. He said, that's not our model. Our model is we set a number, and if you don't think it's a good number, then beat it. And he said, when you see a number move at FanDuel during the week, it's not, oh, the sharps. It's that, no, we're projecting injuries, or we found out about injuries. And I found that to be interesting. So I just see that this week with the Rams, that it was 4.5, Teddy. I'm not saying nobody bet on it as well. I mean, every book is different. But I'm just saying FanDuel does have a different approach. The modern book, they're not, I don't know, they're more risk adverse. You know, these Wall Street hedge fund guys. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, no, we'll take the bet. We're not really looking to get both sides. It's an interesting new concept, Teddy.
It is. And look, as a bettor, all I ask for, you know, I guess it's a couple things I ask for, you know, I ask for people to take my bets, you know,
yes.
Yeah. I definitely want, you know, you don't want to get banned from books. All right. That's never good as a bettor when the books won't take your action anymore. All right. So the goal is to have places to bet. But the other thing you want is line variance. You don't want every book to have the same number the time.
Yes.
And when one book says, hey, we're not reacting to the markets, we're not reacting to the wise guys, we're reacting to our info and our algorithms, to me, that's fantastic news for bettors.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's the way it should be. You know, that's the definition of being able to go shopping. And that's the definition of being a bookmaker, taking a bet. And that's the definition of being a bettor, looking for the best line as well. But you get worn out, a lot of people, because well, it's all the same all the time anyways everywhere. Props will be a little different. I know it's the touchdown score props. The odds are different. So, yeah, it's a tough game. We can go on and on about the Seattle and Rams game. So let's lead into the Saturday nighter here with Washington, in which we've convinced ourselves wholeheartedly on this show. Like people during our commercial breaks are going to the bank machine and going to the sports books to load up on Washington. I'm like, I might as well be in the room hyping these guys up. But I'm concerned. I am concerned, but there's a lot that I like about this matchup. I mean, am I crazy to think that this defense can not just slow Brady down, but make plays, you know, tip ball leads to an interception, opportunistic, and then they just sort of get rolling. Antonio Gibson gets in a little bit of a groove. Little dink and duck. The Buccaneers have been bad against little short passes all year in the slot and stuff. They're beat up, and you know, they've never had a good secondary, and they're missing guys as well. Any hope in hell Washington can cover this game, Teddy, in your opinion?
Well, there's always a hope in hell. I mean, there's two sides to
any game. I'm a pessimist, all right? I'm a pessimist, okay?
But, I mean, if Tampa gets to 28, Washington's not covering this game. You know,
I mean, 24.
Yeah, that's about. I mean, it's hard for me to picture the Washington football team getting a whole lot more than 20 in this game. It's not like Tampa's defense is garbage, you know. But if Washington is going to hang tough and potentially pull the outright upset on Saturday night, it's going to have everything to do with the defensive front. And it's going to have everything to do with the fact that even though Tom Brady is a cold-weather QB, let's see if a 43-year-old Tom Brady, who's been living in Tampa all year, is still the same cold-weather QB. That's an intro.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Late night anger management class. We're throwing it down. We're kicking it Sirius XM style. Channel 204. Teddy Covers with us. Russ Baxter is going to join us a little bit later on. We'll get into the NFL playoffs and specifically the Cleveland Pittsburgh game with Russ and more. Drew Martin Betts will focus in on the national championship game. I look forward to Teddy's take on that as well. Time always flies when Teddy is on. So let's just keep the conversation rolling right now. You know, are you buying in? So as you mentioned, Tom Brady is sort of legendary. You think of all those Patriot games in the snow and bad weather and all that. But that was a long time ago. He keeps talking about, oh, I'd never even live in the Northeast ever again, let alone play there. He seems to be, like, scared of cold weather now. He is getting old. And let's just be real. I hate to say this as a Michigan fan, but he's a wuss. All right? You get in this guy's face, all the TB12 products can't save his ass. I believe in Chase Young. Dude, and Tampa's offensive line isn't great, Teddy. I think Washington really can get some pressure on him.
If there's pressure in Tom Brady's face, the Washington football team is live to win the game. All right. So I moved from Michigan to Las Vegas, which isn't even as warm as South Florida. And I remember going back. It didn't take 1 year. And I was in my 30s when I moved out here. Brady's in his 40s. I went back the next year for Thanksgiving. It wasn't even cold yet. And my body chemistry had changed to the level that I was. You know, I did not function right. So I'm not convinced that the cold weather Tom Brady from years past in Foxborough is the Tom Brady we're going to see on Saturday night.
You know what? It's crazy, Teddy. I agree. How it's amazing how it's all relative. You know, I'm from extreme cold East Coast as well. And I used to be able to deal with it, play hockey outside, no problem. Now I guess I could deal with it if I had to on a game show and you paid me, but I don't want to. I don't want to. New York's not that bad. It's windy in New Jersey, in New York with all the buildings. It creates these wind tunnels and stuff. It's not the end of the world, but I prefer the West Coast, and I totally get it. Listen, weather's not going to win the game for Washington, right? Alex Smith, and I got to tell you, though, Dr. Chow was with us earlier tonight and on Game Time Decisions, and Dr. Chow, who's a big Alex Smith fan, said he doesn't think Smith's going to make it through the game, like that he is buying in. And we're talking about a guy who was a doctor for 17 years in the NFL, and he said that for sure there'll be two quarterbacks. He doesn't think Smith can play every play in that game.
And I respect, Dr. Chow consistently gives good info. All right. He's
early weekend.
Someone who absolutely respect his opinion. So that's, which speaks to the under perhaps on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, I keep coming back to 24-20, 24-17. Like that type of game that would lead to the under. The under. All right. Does Lamar Jackson win his first playoff game? 5-0 run right now. Since he came back from COVID, averaging 37 points a game. And I know the critics will say, well, they haven't played anybody. They played bad teams. Well, Tennessee's defense is bad. So they'll play another bad team here. Total sits at 54.5. And Teddy, I'm not overthinking it. Call me square all you want, but I've been riding this Ryan Tannehill overtrain. It's like, 23-6 now? And they don't get pressure. Aren't both teams going to go up and down the field? But I personally think Baltimore do get revenge this time around.
So what do we have? A couple of weeks ago, that Browns-Ravens game that was 47-42. The one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
where Baltimore's offense was more than capable of moving the football up and down the field all day, and Baltimore's defense wasn't capable of stopping a multifaceted Tech. Tennessee's offense is no joke. All right. You know, the Ravens have already seen it this year. They gave up 30 to the Titans. Derrick Henry blew, you know, beat them up in overtime. And that was a game when these two teams met. It was 30-24. Between them, they were just 3 of 9 at scoring touchdowns in the red zone in that game. And they got to 54. All right.
Wow.
Tennessee's defense is what, number? I know they're bottom four. I forget if they're bottom two. I think they're bottom two in red zone defense. They give up touchdowns. They're the worst third down defense in the NFL is the Titans. I, too, think that Baltimore gets off the schneid. But the Titans' offense is unstoppable. You know, it really is. You look at what they've done down the stretch, it's the best offense in the NFL. It's not close. Sorry, Kansas City. Sorry, Buffalo. You know, when you have Derrick Henry, who's capable of both the power and the speed, when you have two game-breaking receivers, you know, in Brian Brown's amazing. Davis is a monster. These are not second-tier wide receivers. These are number one guys. You know, it's a really tough offense to stop, and I don't know if Baltimore has the D to do it. So I'm looking shootout in early action on Sunday.
I tell you, this is you and I, old-school arena guys. This is a track meet shootout and arena football style. Which defense comes up with that turnover? Which defense comes up with that stop? Which quarterback turns the ball over, right? I mean, this could be, you know, both teams could score 5 times each in this game easily. Like, you know, a couple of stop, a stop here and stop there, just like the Arena League can be the difference in the world.
Yeah, but the one difference between this and arena is we're not getting into the 120s here.
Chicago Bears and the Saints aren't getting to the 120s, I'll tell you that, but I actually do like the over 47.5. I think the Saints will be efficient and put points up on the board. Chicago's beat up Roquan Smith, that's a big loss on defense. The Saints offense isn't as flashy as it was, but it's still efficient, Teddy, and since Chicago's going to be playing from behind, I think they'll be able, you know, their team total is 17.5. Feels a little light to me. I'm buying in if this game goes over to 47.5. Sits at 9.5 right now with the Saints. Not a lot of people seem to want to buy into the Bears. What's your opinion on this one?
I'm not buying into the Bears. The Bears stink. The Bears are the worst team in the playoffs. You know, bar none. Not close. I guess Washington is close with Washington.
I don't set the numbers, Teddy. I'm just telling you the number. Calm down.
You know, the Bears have for the entirety of the season, they have one win against an opposing playoff team. That came by 1 point. They got Tom Brady early in the season on a short week with travel. And you remember that game. They won, 20-19? That's the win that Chicago has against the playoff team this year. We saw them last week in a must-win game against the playoff team in Green Bay. At home, must-win. And you saw what happened. They were not good. They weren't competitive in that game. They're not competitive with elite teams. And, oh, by the way, the Saints, who've been missing 3 of their top 4 receivers for the last, month plus? I don't even know how long Michael Thomas has been out. They're all supposed to be
forever.
Back on Sunday.
Yeah. That's why I like the – what about the over? I think the Saints – and the Saints won't let up either. I don't think the Saints, like, you know what I mean, in the playoffs, they've had some failures themselves. I'm not saying they're just a college game where, you know, they need to put up 60, but I think the Saints will get into the 30s, Teddy, and it gets there. It's tough. I keep coming back to, 33-17, 33-20, maybe a little higher, 37-17 type thing. With that one.
Well, I mean, if you look at the track record of the Saints in the postseason, and I can go back 10 years here, they scored 20 against Philly, 23 against the Rams, 24 against Minnesota. They scored 15 against Seattle, 26 against Philly.
I know.
So you got to go back to 2011.
And they lost a lot of these games.
Yeah, you got to go back to 2011, the last time that they got to 30 in a playoff game. So it hasn't been, you know, they have... I would say pretty dramatically underachieved in the playoffs, given, you know, how good some of these Saints teams have been.
Yeah, that's why I'm sort of thinking there'll be a different edge. I'll tell you what, if they score 20 points, not going to be easy to cover 9.5. Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. One of the most one-sided so-called rivalries in sports, but it has been. And now you've got Cleveland without their coach. How much stock do you put? How much, like, what do you make of what's your value of Stefanski not being there?
So it really is a fascinating handicap here. All right. Because there's issues. It's not just Stefanski, okay? Stefanski's a play caller. He's not going to be calling the play. So you have a first-time play caller for Cleveland. You have a special teams coordinator as their head coach. You have other coaching issues. You have offensive line concerns now for the Browns. We don't know if Denzel Ward's going to go this week. It's not one issue with Cleveland. It's a whole bunch of issues with Cleveland right now. And, of course, they haven't practiced, which is not something you want leading into the franchise's first playoff game in however many years that it's been. The question is, what are the Steelers? You know, is Pittsburgh that team that started 11-0? Is Pittsburgh the team that pretty much, I mean, they got the win against Indy they needed. They played a half of football against the Colts. But that's about the only half of football they played in the last month. You know, do we trust Pittsburgh to cover numbers in this range? And I brought up Sean Payton's track record, you know, and the Saints. You want to look at a bad track record in the postseason. Look at Pittsburgh since their last Super Bowl appearance back in 2010. It's been, I think they have one playoff win during that entire span. Yeah, 2016, they beat Miami 30-12. That's the only win by more than a field goal during that entire span for Pittsburgh. So it's not like Tomlin's been covering numbers in January either.
You know, do they look? Ben Roethlisberger 12-0. I know he hasn't had a great year, or at least the second half of the season, so to speak. But I sort of think it's somewhere in between. I don't think they're an 11-0 caliber football team, but I think they will be better. I think Smith-Schuster should probably shut up and stop talking about how the Browns are a bunch of nobodies. So yeah, Schuster says, yeah, the Cleveland Browns, whatever. He goes, they're a bunch of like gray faces. We don't know who they are. But he goes, they have a couple of good players, and that's about it. They're just the Browns, says Schuster. Ben Roethlisberger, though, 12-0 straight up in his career. Tomlin has owned these guys as well. And you know what? You got to give credit to Cleveland in a way. They've dealt with a lot of crap and a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries. Odell Beckham's been out, and now it's too bad. They get in their first playoff game in forever, and they lose their head coach, play caller, who really does make a big difference, too, doesn't he? As you know, sometimes... You know what I mean? Like Alabama with Sarkisian, it's like, yeah, don't worry, I got this, Skip. Like, yeah, we're good, right? Like you said, Teddy, there's the big variables here. Like, you know what I mean? Stefanski was such a big key to this football team. Let's be real.
Yes, but what do they do now when it comes to play calling? Because Pittsburgh doesn't know what they're going to see. So there may be an advantage for Cleveland having the nondescript play caller.
Teddy covers. Time's always flying by, right, Teddy? We got a couple more minutes on the other side, and we appreciate your time. Wager Talk Sports Memo will crush in a couple of minutes of college football talk. I pressed Dr. Chow today on Justin Fields, and, you know, he said Justin Fields is probably in a lot of pain right now, but he'll play, and he'll get shot up, and he'll be fine on Monday night. Sports Rage Late Night, we're shooting you up with rage right now. Bring it.
Coming at you all day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to the source of live odds, line, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it
The Winning Edge.
Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Late night anger management class. I am Renzi, vent your rage. We're throwing it down. The legendary Teddy Covers. Great stuff with Teddy this evening. So, Teddy, man, it's great stuff. Well, we could talk all night. I do appreciate your time. But let's squeeze in a couple of minutes here on the college football championship game. Tough spot right now, isn't it, though? I'm trying to figure out what exactly is going on with Justin Fields. You know, how bad is the COVID situation with Ohio State right now? I do think Fields is going to play. Dr. Chow said he thinks he's going to play. Total 74.5, and the point spread is 7.5 right now, Teddy. What's your feeling about this game? We saw Florida put some points up on the board. You know, one quick stat, Teddy, I saw, I thought it was interesting, that Clemson had the number one defensive efficiency ranked in the country in college football. Alabama has the 23rd. Can Ohio State go up and down the field on these guys and make it a game, Teddy?
I don't know. I haven't bet it. I don't know that I'm going to bet it. I have very mixed feelings on this game. I'm in no rush to step in front of the best team in college football, and Alabama is the best team in college football. And if they get Waddle back, I mean, how much better? You know, you're obviously returning the single best playmaker in all of college football back on the field. That's a significant addition for Alabama. And certainly when we saw Ohio State throughout the course of the campaign, there was vulnerability there. You know, Fields made mistakes against good defenses, and the Buckeyes defense showed a lot of vulnerability at various times. But we've seen Ohio State pull off back-to-back upsets to win national titles before, and yet I'm in no rush to look at Alabama and saying this is a team I want to fade. Probably Bama or pass for me.
Teddy, get more Teddy Covers over at sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV, great videos, great website, follow him on Twitter, of course. Teddy, Happy New Year, Teddy. Always a pleasure, my man.
Cheers, Gabe. Good night.
Teddy, bring it.
Come on.
Admit it.
You do your own play-by-play in your head when you play horse.
Don't you? You do you, bro.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.